Yeah, okay, so let me just review a little bit just to catch everyone up to speed. Okay, so I'm going to start from the very beginning. Okay. Once upon a time, God created. Okay, so there's this thing, Shabbos. Shabbos, you have Malachas Otzah. Okay, which means you're not allowed to carry. Not allowed to carry from. Not allowed to carry an object on Shabbos from one domain to another. Okay, now there are three relevant domains, Rishuyos, which are we're gonna deal with. The two main ones are Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYachid. The public domain is Rishus HaRabim and private domain is Rishus HaYachid. Okay, and the Isser min HaTorah, the prohibition from the Torah is you're not allowed to carry an object. Pick an object up in one of them, let's say in the public domain, carry it to the private domain and put it down. Okay, that's, if you do that, you're stoned. Okay, literally. Okay, fine. Now, that's min HaTorah. Okay, but now there's another rishos called kamalus. Okay, another way which is kamalus, which means it's basically it's like an in between kind of rishos, which it doesn't have the properties of public domain, nor does it have the properties of private domain. It's like an in between. It's like let's say the front Elvira, okay, the street in front of yeshiva. So public would mean it's really like public, lots of people. You know, this is like a backyard maybe, I don't know, something like that, like a forest. Something like that. No one, it's not a public thoroughfare, nor is it private, because private has to be, it's like surrounded by walls. And this is, therefore it's like an in between zone. Now, min HaTorah, okay, according to Torah law, basically, if a person could carry you there. Okay, karmelis is, there's no prohibition regarding karmelis. Okay? But in the Rabbanon, the rabbi is prohibited carrying from a karmelis to either Rishus Yachid or Rishus Rabbim. It's kind of like partakes of both. So you can't go from Carmelist to Rishus Yachid or Rishus Rabbim, to public or private, or the other way. Okay, so that's the basics. Okay, so far so good? Okay. Now you have a question as follows. So Torah law, again, is in order to violate the prohibition of carrying, you have to pick it up in one domain, bring it across to the other domain, and then put it down in the other domain. Okay, that's the min HaTorah prohibition. But if you let, but the Rabbanon, the rabbi is prohibited, if you pick it up in one rishos and then stretch your hand out to the other rishos, like the beginning of carrying, the beginning of otzah, that's also prohibited, because that's basically going to lead. It's one step away from the real prohibition. So you're not allowed. You're not allowed to do that. To pick it up and transfer it, even though you don't put it down in the other domain. So you're not chayev, min HaTorah, you're not going to get punished. You're not violating min HaTorah, but the Rabbanon says you're not allowed to do that. Okay? Now, Abaye wants to know, Abaye has a question, is let's say you do that. Are there any consequences if you were to do that? Okay? If you pick it up, transfer it, but don't put it down. Okay? What sort of consequence? So the Gemara says, perhaps the Rabbanon defined his hand like a karmelis. Okay? Why? Because karmelis is like a rishus, which is neither a rishus yachad nor rishus rab. So this is because the hand is really part of the body. So let's say the body is in rishus yachad. So the hand technically is part of the rishus yachad because it's part of the body. But it's in the airspace of the rishus rabim. So in a certain sense, it partakes of both domains. So maybe the Rabbanon gave it a din of a karmelis. They said it has the status of a karmelis. Perhaps. And if that's the case, then you're not allowed to bring it back to your body. Because again, your body is the Rishus Yachid. It's in Rishus Yachid. It's in the private domain. So if your hand has the status of a karmelis, which is like this no man's land, you can't bring it back because Midar Bani, you're not allowed to carry something from a karmelis to Rishus Yachid. So that's what Abaye wants to know. Did they define your hand as a karmelis in order to penalize a penalty? As a penalty, as like a knas, okay? Because you started doing something which is prohibited, and as a deterrent to make sure you don't do this, did they penalize you and say that you have to keep your hand there for the whole Shabbos? You're going to be stuck with your hand out as your hand the whole Shabbos, or did they not make such a penalty? That's what Abaye's question is. Okay, so far so good. Okay, so it turns out that there's two brisas, two Tanakh statements, which one of them says you could pull your hand back, and one of them says you cannot pull your hand back. Okay? So the Gemara suggests that this is That's what the argument is. The argument is do we make this kanas or do we not make this kanas? Do they define your hand as a kamalist? Do they not define your hand as a kamalist? Okay. So the Gemara says, no. Maybe not. Maybe, really, it says, v'iba yisema. Okay, v'iba yisema. Edi v'edi, this is on Gimel Mabes, about halfway down the page, by where it says Yeshaya Yod in the column, in the left column. So it says, v'iba yisema, edi v'edi, l'mayla me'asara. I'm sorry. Edi v'mata me'asara. Really, it's talking about where it's below town. Okay, whatever, that's from me'asara. V'lav k'kamisam. Really, everyone holds no, that they did not define your hand as a kamalas. Okay, they did not. Your outstretched hand is not a kamalas. Okay, so the question is, so why would one of them say it's prohibited to pull it back? Exactly. If it's not a kamalas, so what kind of prohibition is that? It says, v'lo kasha, kanu mivod yom, kanu chashecha. The difference is, it depends if you outstretched your hand on Friday, before Shabbos, or on Shabbos. What's the difference? Mivod yom, lo kansu harabanan. So even though they never defined your hand as a kamalas, but still, if you violate the prohibition of putting your hand across on Shabbos, then they're going to penalize you and force you to keep your hand there. Not by saying it's a kamalas, but just saying you're not allowed to bring your hand back. Okay, the Rashi says something. It says, a kanas ba'alma? We'll get to it. But right, so they're going to prohibit you. If you violate the prohibition of putting your hand across on Shabbos, then the Rabbanon are going to penalize you and say, stay there. You're not allowed to bring it back. Not a Carmelist, but you're not allowed to bring it back. But if you did it on Erev Shabbos, you didn't do anything wrong. What did you do? You didn't do anything wrong. It was Erev Shabbos. You're allowed to put your hand across. You're allowed to do whatever you want on Erev Shabbos. Okay, so if that's the case, so then you didn't do anything wrong. So then you can put your hand back. No problem.
No penalty.
Okay. So let's see Rashi's. Right, let's see Rashi's. So Gemara says like this. It's funny though that it had to say that here we're saying everyone holds that it's not a Carmelist. It's saying everyone holds really they never defined it as a Carmelist. But if you do it on Shabbos, they penalize you. But if you did it during the week, on Friday, they didn't penalize you. Well, why couldn't it just say really they did define it as a Carmelist? Oh, but that's only if you did it on Shabbos. Because the whole thing of defining it as a Carmelist is only a kanas. It's not like it's intrinsically a Carmelist. It's only a penalty in the first place. So say they only penalize you if you did it on Shabbos. Okay, so Rashi's going to address that. Okay, so, right?
Say the question.
So the question is, what does that have anything to do with whether it's Carmelist or not a Carmelist? No, this is just saying, since it's a kanas only makes sense. A penalty only makes sense if you violate it. So if you did it on Shabbos, you violate and it'll penalize you. If you didn't do it on Shabbos, and there's no violation, there's no penalty. Why does it have to say, always have to back off and say, no, it's not a Carmelist. Forget it, it's not a Carmelist, period. No Carmelist. But it's a separate kanas, they prohibited you from doing it, and that prohibition is only if you did it on Shabbos. And if it were a Carmelist, that's still a Carmelist because of a kanas. It's only because of a penalty, it's not intrinsically a Carmelist, just a penalty. So then you could say the same thing, so that's only a penalty if you did it on Shabbos, not if you did it on Erev Shabbos. I'm just setting up the question. This is it's an obvious question. Well, Rashi's going to explain it. I'm just spelling out what Rashi was bothered. The problem should present itself to you. If you're going through the more carefully, it should present it. But Rashi, let's see Rashi, okay? So it's the implicit question that Rashi is dealing with here. So it says, V'iba yisema, idi v'idi, l'mata me'asara tfachim, v'lav kikamilas damya. It's not considered a Carmelist, then they have a Rishos La'atzma. In other words, it's not a Carmelist in order to define it as its own Rishos. Okay, because that's what they had to do. They have to like separate it off from the body and define it as like a separate independent Rishos, and it has the property of neither the body nor the other Rishos. Okay, that's how they make it a Carmelist. But rather, really it's not a Carmelist. But kan vod yom, hoshita vod yom, if you put your hand out across on Erev Shabbos, on Friday, machzira mirshashach, then you can bring it back after it gets dark. Dilav rishos latzmai. Because really, it's not its own domain, it's really just a part of the body. So it's really the same rishos as the body. So why can't I bring it back? Why can't I bring it back? It's not its own rishos. Okay, it's not a Carmelist. If it were a Carmelist, the implication is, if it were a Carmelist,
you'd have actual problems.
Then you wouldn't be able to bring it back, even though you brought it across on Erev Shabbos. Still, if it were a karmelis, the kanas would still apply. Okay, or the din karmelis, it would still be a karmelis, and you wouldn't be allowed to bring it back. Okay, but since he's saying is that really it's not a karmelis, and really therefore it's just part of the body, 100%. So therefore, if you brought it back on Erev Shabbos, you brought it, put it across on Erev Shabbos, why not on Shabbos? You just bring it back; it's part of your body. Okay, why can't you bring your hand back to your body? But he says, "Kan michashet achshach hoshita meishecha shecha." If you put it across after it got dark on Shabbos, kan suha, they did penalize him. Veloshtei rishos atzma. They didn't say that it has a din of a karmelis; that it's its own rishos. Because then, if you're saying that the knas is that it has a din of, that it has a din of a karmelis, then it would be even prohibited, even if you put it across on Friday. But it's just a knas, it's just a separate penalty. So the separate penalty only make they only have said they only penalized you if you did it on Shabbos. So if it's just like a stama penalty, so they only penalize you if you did it on Shabbos. If you did it on Erev Shabbos, there's no reason to penalize you. You didn't do anything wrong. But if they gave it a din of a karmelis, so then even though you did it on Erev Shabbos, still it has a din of a karmelis. You won't be able to bring it back, even though you didn't do anything wrong. Just to make it a little bit more palatable, we did say, they're bothered by what's this thing, kanas v'alma? What's the tzura? They just said you can't do it. What's the prohibition? What's the form? So we did say, if you remember, some of the background here, is that what you have here is, you have the prohibition in the first place of putting your hand across is an issa d'rabbanan. The issa is because you're beginning hotza.
Right.
Okay? So the rabbi's prohibited you to begin hotza. But a person doesn't really feel like he's doing anything. Okay? Because at least carrying itself is, feels like you're not doing anything. What are you doing? You're just carrying. But here you're really not doing anything because you're not even changing the location of the object, because the object is really part of your body and it's still a part of your body. So you didn't really, you just move your hand across, which doesn't really accomplish anything. So a person really feels, it's an isser, but it's very easy for a person just to ignore or to forget about that isser. So Abaye's premise is that the Rabbanon couldn't just have that isser, or it's not a good idea to just have an isser like that without having some sort of a consequence or some sort of a reminder that this is really actually doing something here.
Saying it's an extension of that isser.
Yes, right, exactly. So he's saying is that in order for that issue to exist, Abaye is saying is it would be, I don't know if it must be, but it certainly would be a very good feature for this issue to exist. If at all possible, then Abaye is saying is there should be a knas to enforce that issue and to strengthen the existence of that issue, to convince a person that you're really doing something. So that's why, but when you make a knas always have a form. So the primary question was, did they give it a din of a karmelis? That's because that's what he held, is that what's the form? The form would be that there's a natural way to do it, is to say your hand, because your hand kind of partakes of both rishiyos. So the way is to give it halachically, to give it a din of a karmelis. But if you can't do that, right, that's what we're saying. Perhaps you could argue that because of we talked about this, but for whatever reason, it doesn't lend itself. You can't extend karmelis that way. So then, but they still want to prohibit you because otherwise this isser is going to be like an isser, which is a very weak isser, which a person is going to just neglect. So in order to promote the existence of this isser, they said that there's a penalty for a person who violates the isser, and that is that you have to keep your hand across. I mean, and that gives kiyum, that supports the isser. So in a certain sense, it's like an element of that isser, that if you put your hand across, it's going to be stuck there. But it's gnas of alma. It's not like the prohibition to pulling your hand across. You can't define it as like a form of hotzah or something, pulling your hand back. You're not doing anything. Your hand is part of the body, and you're pulling it back to part of the body. But they simply penalize you to said you have to keep your hand across there. But I think the other thing is like, because otherwise the form is it's an extension of the, that's what I say, if anything, it's an extension of the prohibition in the first place. It's like making the prohibition have like a reality to a person. You normally don't have to. A guy understands this prohibition, but here, since the nature of the thing is like a very, very like a very garua kind of an action, it's like a very deficient action, just putting your hand across. So therefore, in order to give it strength, so they said that there's a consequence. Okay, I mean it's a good question in Kanas. I mean, I'm not sure if like I mean, normally like an Isser, I'd say in general has right. to have a structure.
Yeah, that way also.
But a Kanas, I don't know if a Kanas has to be like that. I mean, a Kanas is a penalty. It's the idea. It's like an Onesh, you know? Like, what's the structure of an
right,
Onesh? It's not a law. It's a Kanas. A Kanas is a Kanas. Yeah, we fine you. We're penalizing you. Penalizing you to enforce the law. So it's not a Kanas isn't itself like an Isser. But normally a Kanas is we make you pay $100. Here, the Kanas is we make you stay here, keep your hand out there. So it's like a certain kind of a form. So it's not... But it's not working through like a structure of an Isser. It doesn't model any deraisa structure of an Isser. But it could be a Kanas doesn't have to model. You know, it's a Kanas of Alma. So that's what it means. It's a penalty. It's a penalty. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm not really bothered by that. I'm kind of taking that as a given. Okay? So here's the question. The question is, I mean, it seems to make sense here, is that, here's my question. Let's say you say it's karmas. Okay, so apparently if you say it's a karmas, or what you're saying, David, you're saying is that if you say that it's just a kanas, just a penalty, so obviously it doesn't make any sense to penalize the guy from doing what he did on Friday. What kind of penalty is that? But if you say that it's karmas, right? If you say it's a karmas, then it does. Then you say it's karmas. Now, but why is it karmas? It's not naturally a karmas. It's just a karmas because of a kanas. It's a penalty, right?
Okay.
But you'll say, yeah, but the penalty is that it's a karmas. So I don't care if you did it on Shabbos or on Erev Shabbos.
Right, we'll be blind to what
you we'll be blind to how you did it. Bottom line is, you're just saying is the outstretched hand. So, well, yeah, why is very nice. The reason why the rabbis did this is because there's the Kanas case, because that's the normal case. But bottom line is, what did they say? An outstretched hand has a dinner with Carmelis. Right? Outstretched hand has a dinner with Carmelis. That's what they said. Right? So, you'll say, who cares if they did it on Erev Shabbos or not? I don't care. Right? Okay. So, now there's a problem. Problem is like this. We had a problem way back when, but Tosas has this problem. Is that let's assume you want to stretch your hand out and take an object in the Rishus HaRabim. Okay, you're in the Rishus HaYachid. Okay, you're in the Rishus HaYachid in the private domain, and you stick your hand out, and there's an object on the floor in the public domain, and you want to pick it up and move it over a few feet and put it back down.
Again, in the public domain.
In the public domain. Okay? So the halacha is you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to do that. Okay? You're allowed to move an object over a few feet. Let's say less than 6 feet. You're allowed to do that. Okay? Because as an issa, there's prohibition carrying more than 6 feet in a public domain. But let's say you're moving it a few feet over. So you're allowed to outstretch your hand, pick up an object in the public domain, move it over 4 feet in the public domain, put it down in the public domain. No problem. Okay? Yes. Okay, so the process, how is this relevant to this? So Tosas asked this question. Because if you're telling me that the outstretched hand has a din of a karmelis, now there's a halacha is from a karmelis, you're not allowed to carry from a karmelis to either a shas, to either a shasiachet or a shasaram. So now, how could you even pick up this object in your outstretched hand? Or put it down? Because the object is in a shasarabim, and you're picking it up, and now your hand has a din of a, your outstretched hand has a din of a karmelis. So now you're putting the object from Shazaram to Karmelis. And then when you put it down, you're going from Karmelis to Shazaram again. So how are you allowed to do that? And as if you're telling me the outstretched hand is the din of a Karmelis, how could you pick up an object in Shazaram altogether? That picking it up is bringing it from the public domain to the Karmelis. Right?
What's the source for that?
Erevin, Mishnah. Mishnah on Erevin, Daf, Tzadi Chesim of Ez. So Ben Allah.
Okay. It's
solid.
I'm saying, but it's
permitted to do that. Permitted to do it. Okay? So if that's the case, you have a problem. You have a problem. How could that be permitted? Okay? And because of this, Tosa says that it's not really a karmelis, it's only sort of a karmelis. But Rashi doesn't learn that it's only sort of a karmelis. Rashi learns it's really a karmelis. Okay? And Rashi learns the Kanas is they really said it's a karmelis. Now, way back when, before we got to this Gemara, the standard answer was that when they said your hand is a karmelis, that was a penalty. That was a kanas. So the kanas is because only applies where you do a viol, you make you you do you violate something where you take your hand on Shabbos, outstretch it across the Rishos, you say, well, now we're going to penalize you and make your hand into a karmelis. But when your hand, you just put your empty hand across the Rishos and move something around, there's no penalty there. So then we're not going to make your hand into a karmelis, because after all, you didn't do anything. Why should we penalize you then? There's no room, reason to penalize you. You know, so that would have been a great answer. Problem is, if you're going to say that answer, then if you did it on Erev Shabbos, also there should be no reason to penalize
you. Even if you say it's karmelis?
Yeah, even if you say it's karmelis, but the whole thing saying it's karmelis is only because of a penalty. But if you did it on Friday, there's no reason to penalize you, you didn't do anything wrong. So you'll tell me what you told me before, that the penalty is across the board, and they said an outstretched hand is a karmelis, no ifs, ands, or buts. That's what the law is. The law, the reason is because of penalty, but the law is an outstretched hand is defined as a karmelis. Oh, so if that's the case, then the outstretched hand shouldn't be able to pick something up from Enrish Shasarabim in the public domain and move it around, because the outstretched hand is a karmelis. So it's like either that you're forced, by both facts, you're forced, on one hand, you're forced saying is that the penalty only applies where there's a sense to penalize the guy. On the other hand, you're forced to saying it's an across-the-board law, irrespective of the reason of being a penalty. Okay? That's a problem. That's a problem, right? So you could argue, so let's say we believe the Gemara, the Mishnah and Erevin for the time being, and believe that it only makes sense to penalize the guy
when he
does something wrong. So even though they said it's a karmelis, it's not just across the board. I mean, I know you said it's across the board because you want to answer the question, but I mean, you could hear saying is that it's true they said it's a karmelis. When you violated, the way they penalized you was by saying it's a din of a karmelis. But that doesn't mean that when you did nothing wrong, they're just going to say it's a karmelis, because it's not a real karmelis. It's just, it resembles the karmelis in a way that if you violated and they want to penalize you, they could take that resemblance and give it a halachic reality, you know. But assuming you didn't do anything wrong, then it's fine. Why should it be a karmelis? Ah, so if that's the case, then the question is on Erev Gemara. That if you did it on Erev Shabbos, so why should they penalize you if you did it on Erev Shabbos? Right? Why should they penalize you if you did it on Erev Shabbos? Okay. So the Tosfos HaRosh explains that a little bit. Why should you penalize the guy if you did it on Erev Shabbos? Because basically, the Tosfos HaRosh is bothered by a different question. Is that in our Gemara, there's a Knas. But there's two forms. And that's what we're talking about. There's two forms which Knas could take. It could be what Rashi calls a Knas of Alma, just time the penalty, or it could be that they gave it a din of karmelis. So those wants to know, what's the difference? What's the difference? Is there a practical difference which kind of a knas they set up? So the Tosfos HaRosh says that if, and Tosfos also says this, but Tosfos explains it more, if the karmelis, they gave it a din of karmelis. They gave the knas, they gave it a karmelis, or the knas that they just said knas, knas problem.
Okay.
So he says the difference is if you're going to do it, if he does it b'shogeg, or if he does it on Friday. Okay? If he does it by accident, or if he does it on Friday. Okay, if he puts his hand across by accident, or he puts his hand across on Friday. So if it's just not a penalty, so then there's no reason to penalize the guy if he did it on Friday, nor is there reason to penalize the guy if he did it by accident. There's an accident. Okay, let's take that as a premise. We're going to get to that later. But let's say that you don't penalize the guy for an accident. You penalize the guy for a guy who did something wrong on purpose. All right, fine. But if you're saying that it's karmelis, so then it's going to apply whether you did it on purpose or by accident, and whether you did it on Friday or on Shabbos. Okay, so why? So how does it make sense to penalize the guy as a karmelis if he did it on Friday? What did he do wrong? She says like this. I'm reading in the middle of its paragraph. It's in the Tosfos HaRosh. It's called in Tosfos. It's an our thing. Gemalim Beis Tosfos Di Ramaschil Mi Kansu Rabbanan LaAdure. So he says, I'm just reading from the middle of it. He says, De'af keshotzi amod yom, even where he put it across on Friday, kansuhu rabana, they still penalized him. Lefi shelo hechzira kodem chashecha, because he didn't bring his hand back when it got close to the, before Shabbos. V'chein b'shogeg, kansuhu tumeze. And also if he did it by accident, they penalize him, similar as an extension of like the mezid knas, atu, the mezid, atu if he did it on purpose. If he put his hand across by accident, he didn't realize it, he put his hand across. So then theory shouldn't penalize you for by accident. Mm-hmm. But since they penalize you on purpose, so like, if you're going to allow a guy, if by accident you're going to let him get away with it, then he's going to end up doing it on purpose, but it's going to end up leading to problems. So they just, across the board, they did it, you know? So he says, He says, "Aval I lavka karmelis damya." But if it's not a karmelis, it's just a normal penalty. Lo konsu elam mechashechul meizin. And they're only going to penalize him if he did it on Shabbos, and only if he did it on purpose. Okay. So again, so he's saying that if it's a karmelis, so then even if he does it on Friday, he's saying, why do you penalize him? Look, he put his hand out, totally mutter, totally permitted to do. Put his hand out on Friday. But it's saying is still he should have pulled it back. He should have pulled it back before Shabbos. Why? You know why? So he's saying Rashi later says that if you had it across on Erev Shabbos, if you had your outstretched hand across on Erev Shabbos, and then you put it down on Shabbos, so he says you're violating the Rabbanon because you're doing like half of a hotza. You're doing the second half of hotza. You're just putting it down. It was an object of Rishus HaYachid, which, so to speak, never really found this place because it was still it hasn't been at rest yet. And now you put it down in Rishus HaRab, it's like you're completing the relocation of the object. So that's a prohibition of the Rabbanon. So what it's saying is that you shouldn't, it's not a good idea to leave your outstretched hand as Shabbos comes about because it could lead to a prohibition. Okay, so we're going to penalize you because you left your hand there.
Right.
Because you left your hand there, we're going to penalize you. Okay.
Which allows us to differentiate from the case when you're moving it around just around.
Yes, right. No, exactly. So the thing is that if they made it a karmelis, so the thing is, so then even if you left your hand out, look, Bamanzi, you shouldn't have left your hand out there, so we're going to penalize you and give it a din of a karmelis. Or if you did it a shogeg is close to mesa, they're going to penalize you, give it a din of a karmelis. So, but you'll say, in our case, in the case where you want to carry it around the initial Sarabim, there you really didn't do anything wrong. Okay, but the problem then is, so now, and if it's a kanas ba'alma, if it's a just stama penalty, not karmelis, so then why don't you penalize the guy if he has it out after Shabbos? If he has it out, if he puts it out on Friday?
Really is a problem. Then you
if you're telling me that it's not a good idea and it's not right, you shouldn't keep your outstretched hand there as Shabbos enters, and that's wrong, so then it should, what's the difference whether the kanas is to say that it's like a karmelis, mm-hmm. or saying is that it's just a stama penalty. Either way, you did something wrong, so we should penalize you. And if that's a good penalty and you did something wrong, then we should penalize you no matter what. And if it's not, if you didn't really do anything wrong, then what's the difference if it's karmelis? What's the difference now if it's karmelis or if it's not karmelis? Either way, you're saying is there a reason to penalize the guy for leaving his hand on the cross, or is there not a reason to penalize the guy for leaving his hand on the cross? Okay, or similarly by shogeg. He's saying if you did it by accident, so he's saying they said, well, since we penalize you, but if you did it on purpose, it will also penalize you by accident. It will do across the board, by both. Also, then, what's the difference if you're saying it's a karmelis, if the kanas is that it's a karmelis, or if you say the kanas is just slam a kanas, just slam a penalty? Either way, does it make sense to penalize the guy when he did it by accident? Does it not make sense to penalize the guy? Like, how do these now? Tosis is drawing lines for us, at least. You know, he's putting us in the ballpark. But you still don't see is that it's. You see, well, the answer to our question in Erevin, and the question there is you really didn't do anything wrong whatsoever. So then you can't say it's karmelis. You can't say there you didn't do anything wrong. But here you did something wrong because you left your hand out there or was shogeg. No, but the question, but now the question is, why does this depend upon whether it's a kanas is saying that a hand is a karmelis, or just saying is that's a penalty? Either if it makes sense to kanas to penalize a guy, then it should be by both, and if not, then not. Okay, so I just want to elaborate on what Ariel's saying. I think you have the main idea here. Is that the difference is like this, that according to, see, this whole thing is a kanas. The whole thing, no matter what, is a kanas. Now, it does not make sense. You can't have a penalty for an innocent man. Okay, that the guy who's 100% innocent, it doesn't make sense to have a penalty. Okay, that's a premise. Okay? Fine. So now the thing is like this, is that there's a difference, now like this, is that if you say that let's take the simple way. Simple way is that it's just a regular penalty, which means that we're gonna decide that we want to penalize a guy who's a violator, and we're gonna penalize the violators. Okay, just the knas v'alma. Okay, now who are we gonna penalize? We're not gonna penalize the guys who do things by accident. It's by accident. We're not gonna penalize a guy who left his hand out there. It's true he left his hand out there, and that's not a good thing to do. But he's not really a violator. That's not a real violation. It's not a technical violation. And we're not gonna go around. You don't set up a penalty for a guy who did something that's not so right. I mean, the penalty is, if you're setting up a penalty and you're going around penalizing people for doing things wrong, so it only makes sense to penalize the guy who you're really going for, who's the guy who on purpose did it a violation. Okay, so if you say it's a Knas Ba'alma, you're only going to penalize the guy who did it on purpose, on Shabbos, the whole deal. Okay, the fact that he left his hand out there, fine. You're not going to penalize that guy. Okay? Fine. But if you say that the way they set up a penalty here is, they didn't just say, we're penalizing you. But what they did is they said that the Knas is that the outstretched hand has a din of a Carmelis. Okay, because it resembles a Carmelis in a certain way. They said is that the outstretched hand is a din of a Carmelis. Pitoros Knas, as a penalty. It's not like it intrinsically, naturally is a Carmelis, but the penalty is that we're setting up a penalty that the outstretched hand has a din of a Carmelis. Okay? Now the thing is like this, is that you can't apply that penalty to a guy who's totally removed from the realm of penalizing, who's in a big tzaddik and he's a 100% innocent guy. That doesn't make sense. Since the whole thing is a penalty, is a knas b'toras. I'm sorry, it's a karmelis b'toras knas. It's a karmelis as a penalty. So therefore, it's simply like the guy who is totally innocent is like mufka from. He's removed from the penalty because the penalty doesn't make sense for an innocent man. Okay, but if you have a guy who is guilty, but kind of not guilty enough that we would go around and penalize him, but he does have guilt, okay, he is partially guilty, so then the knas, we're defining this is a karmelis. And you can't say that this thing has no shaychus to him, it doesn't apply to him altogether, because it does apply, he also did something wrong. It's just that wrongness, that level of wrong, would not warrant us to go out and penalize him. But if you're making an across-the-board penalty, then it will apply across the board except to a guy who's totally removed from the whole framework of a kanas.
So one's active, one's passive?
Like, let me just give an example, maybe. Maybe this is an example. It's like, let's assume you're in a classroom. You're like a teacher, okay? And you're a teacher in a classroom, and the class is getting a little rowdy, you know? So you want to set up like a penalty for the, you want to penalize the class. There's two types of penalties. You could say, listen, you have to write a 100-page, you know, whatever, 100-word, sorry, 100-page, 100-word, whatever. You have to write some assignment, do some assignment for homework. Or you could have another penalty is that you guys would cancel recess for today. Okay, no recess, something like that, you know. So if you're saying is like this, so what's the difference? So in one of them, the saying you have to write a 105-page assignment is like, it's like an individualistic kind of a thing. You're saying you're bad, you have to write a 5-page assignment. You're bad. No, it's so to speak, like a penalty to the individual. But the idea of saying we're canceling recess is a penalty to the group, right? You're penalizing the group, the class. Okay. So what's the difference? The difference is let's say you have in the class, you have different levels. You have some people who are really the gross violators, people who are really doing, you know, the big, the loud mouths, the people, the troublemakers. Then you have kind of the people who are going along with it, also like laughing at their jokes or I don't know, something like that, but not the ringleaders. And then you have the people who are totally innocent. They're shushing everybody. They're trying to learn and they're really trying to stop this whole thing, you know? So the difference, so what's the difference? So if you're making a penalty that you have to do homework assignments, let's say, so then you're only going to give it to the guys who are really the ringleaders, the guys who are really the troublemakers, because you're singling out, you're saying, you know, penalize you, a penalty, you have to do homework assignment, you have to do homework, so then you're not going to pick out the guys who are just like going along with it, because they're just going along with it. They're not really, if the whole class was just doing things like that, you wouldn't even make this whole penalty in the first place. The penalty is because of the bad guy, the ringleaders, you know? So you're going to only penalize them. But if you're going to say, let's say it's a penalty for the class, this class canceling recess for today, you know? So you'd say is that the guys who are really, the guys who are trying to, it's not just to say the guys who are really trying to shush the whole class, you'll send them and say, you know, you guys could have recess. Now the guys who are kind of the secondary troublemakers are going to say, well, we should also have recess. No, you guys were also doing something wrong. You were also part of the thing. So you're going to be included under the penalty to the class. Now even though as an individual in your own right, you're not fit to be penalized because you didn't quite do it bad enough. But since we're punishing the class because of the ringleaders, and you partake of their thing, you're partaking of what they're doing wrong. So therefore, it will extend to you also. You haven't differentiated yourself from them enough to exclude yourself from the penalty. You know what I mean? The only ones who really could be excluded from the penalty is the guys who are really shushing everybody and telling them to stop. So them, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't make sense to penalize them. But if the penalty is an individualistic penalty, so then you're only going to penalize the guys who really are the guys who are doing the bad thing, the ringleaders. You follow the mashal? I'll do the nimshal in a second. Exactly. So now, so taking the example, so now to take the nimshal. So in the case of Carmelis, or let's take the case of the, let's say the other way, Knas Ba'alma. Knas Ba'alma is like giving homework assignments. If you're picking out individuals who did something very bad, the bad guys in the class, the guys who are really disrupting the class, and we're penalizing them. The guys, so that's the counterpart here, is the guys who have been mazed on purpose, stuck their hand out across the rishos, those are guys we have to stop, and we have to penalize them. A guy who left his hand out across the border, or by accident put his hand, that's, we're not gonna, you don't go and penalize guys who do things like that. That's, otherwise you'd have knasses all over the Torah. I mean, you don't have knas like that. The knas, you wouldn't make a knas for that kind of a guy, because he's not flagrant enough to make a knas. The knas is a guy who's really a breakdown of the system. A guy who's amazed is it's causing a breakdown of the Torah. A breakdown of Otsah. A guy who's by accident is, we're not gonna go around and individually pick out that guy and say, you're going to get a Knas Ba'alma. We're going to penalize. You're going to have to do the homework assignment. But if the Knas is like a class-wide assignment, it's a across-the-board Knas that they said has a din of a Carmelis, that they said in Al Shoshan has a din of a Carmelis, so that's not just picking out a guy. That's an objective halachic move. Now, but it's as a Knas. It is as a penalty that has a din of a Carmelis, but Torah's Knas. So therefore, someone who is totally innocent, simply the halacha can't apply to him, because it's not a real Carmelis, it's a Carmelis Shmataras Knas. So a guy who's totally removed from the whole framework of Knas, he's the good guy in the class, so therefore he simply can't apply to him. It just falls right off of him. But a guy who kind of is partaking of the wrongdoing of the guy who they made the Knas for, he also is in the ballpark of Knas, just not bad enough. So now he can't differentiate himself from the Knas, and he can't, therefore the Knas will be able to apply to him. So therefore he's also going to be Asar. So that's what I was asking, is it a Knas of Alma, which is an individualistic thing, you're only going to pick out the real bad guys, or is it across the board, is it then of Carmelis, in which case it's going to extend to anybody who the penalty is relevant to.
Yeah,